Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web. Elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Sun International is een van die grootste spelers in die gasvryheids, vermaaklikheids en dobbelbedrywe in Suid-Afrika. Dit bedryf sowat 20 vakansieoorde, luxe hotelle en casinos en dit sluit in oorde so Sun City, Grand West, Sun Times Square en Carnival City. Die groep het vandag resultate vir sy 2024 boekjaar bekend gemaak. Die omset was 5% hoër tot net onder 13 miljard rand. Die wesensverdienste spring met 13% tot 1,3 miljard rand en die direksie het 'n slotdividend van R2.37 per aandeel verklaar en dit stoot die totale dividend vir die jaar tot R4 per aandeel op. Anthony Leeming is the uitvoerende hoof. Anthony, thank you so much for your time tonight. I want to start with Sunbet, the online gaming business. It's growing really quickly and the income last year rose by 60% to 1.2 billion rand. What is the impact of the online gambling industry on your bricks and mortar casinos?
Clearly, I think online casinos have sort of flatlined a little bit, so they're feeling the pressure from the online. I think it's not just the online, but also economic pressure. So, have a looking after our customer working with Sunbet and the casinos. We don't mind if they gamble in the casinos or online as long as they do with Sun International. So targeting an omni-channel approach, looking after the customer at the heart of what we do, I think has helped us grow in the online casino space. We still a relatively small player, but growing market share slowly.
When you look at big sporting events, the sports betting companies are sponsoring virtually every single event. How big is sports betting and how does it perform relative to the traditional casino games?
It's under a sports, what's called a bookmaker's license, but a large amount of the revenue from these is coming from this traditional casino games, such as slots and live games, table games, and these new cash games. So sports is probably only about 15%, but this market's grown dramatically at twice the size of the casino market. So we're probably talking close to sort of 50 billion rand in online gambling.
But if you look at the amount of money the sports betting companies are spending, and it's not only Sunbet, it must be very, very profitable, number one. What does that say about the quality of South Africans betting on sports? Are they any good, relative maybe to the rest of the world?
Well, I think the odds are set internationally, and I think the hold ratios are pretty much in line with anywhere else. So clearly the odds would be slightly in the favor of the operator, but you can still win pretty good. But online sports is only about 10 or probably about 15 of the total market of the online, where this online betting is going. Obviously, they use sport as a medium to advertise. So obviously, you see a lot of games like Aviator, slot products advertised during these sport games.
Let's talk about the bigger business. Obviously, Sun International is one of the biggest hospitality players in the country. We are seeing pedestrian economic growth and consumers are under pressure, yet you managed to increase your revenue as well as your profits. What are you seeing in the market? Where is life and where is a bit of problems?
I think local leisure has been quite good, and the reason being, I think, you know, stay local. Sun City being a very close destination, I think with improvement of product, we've put a lot of effort in over the last few years, not just product, but also the service, and that's helped us sort of grow our room rates as well as occupancy over the last 5 years, and I think that's where Sun City is doing well. So despite improving the margins, so taking some cost out, we continue to deliver a really superior product, and that's helped us grow. Investing in the Palace, it's helped the Palace rate grow, and we've had some really nice rate growth at the Palace. So local leisure is still pretty buoyant and doing well coming through these last years post-COVID, as well as international travel, particularly into Cape Town, doing exceptionally well. And we are seeing a few more Indian and Chinese groups starting to come. And with the visa relaxation, we're hoping Chinese tourism will pick up much more in the latter part of this year and early into next year. So yeah, not a bad environment for local leisure. We've also seen business travel pick up a little bit. Sitting to Sandton node doing a lot better than it has in prior years, but still not a particularly strong node. It's ultimately the main tourist destination, such as Cape Town, doing exceptionally well.
I want to come back to the visa regime because it has been a problem, but there are now efforts to simplify the visa application processes around the world. Do you think something as simple as that can make a significant difference in convincing tourists to come to South Africa?
Without a doubt. I mean, tourists have a lot of options on where to go and ease of travel and sort of how easy it is to get a visa or get access to the markets are critical. You know, in China, it was very, very difficult. We didn't have many places that could do the visas, had to do it in person, and lots of challenges in terms of getting that market into South Africa. So I definitely think it can have quite a positive impact, and particularly with the current environment where I think a lot of travelers are saying, well, I don't want to go to the US, given their stance on China and various other parts of the world. So I think the opportunities are there, and ease of travel is very important. So airlift visas, all those things are critical to growing our tourism.
Are there any other things you think the government could prioritize to increase tourism to South Africa?
It's the usual tick box list. I mean, they've got to sort out crime. I said infrastructure. Infrastructure makes news, although it's not really problematic when you're on site, but when you are in the country and it's newsworthy overseas. So the crime's a critical one that government really needs to get on top of. Crime, visas and infrastructure.
Just lastly, Sun City, you have referred to it. It's the biggest asset in the group. And every time I go there, I'm just absolutely amazed at what has been created there. How is Sun City performing?
Sun City's done very well. And I think, you know, what's hidden a bit, its gaming wasn't as strong as last year, but certainly hospitality revenues were up double digits. So we are seeing good growth in rate, and we're seeing good occupancy. Our vacation club, Lafika Project, Lafika, which we launched just under 2 years ago, has sold exceptionally well, well ahead of our forecast, and demand's very high for that. And occupancy at the vacation was over 80% overall. And then your rooms have been doing very well in the hotel as well. So from a leisure hospitality perspective, we've done very, very well at Sun City. So overall, EBITDA was up just over 5%, I think close to 6% at Sun City, which is very credible. We are investing in the main hotel. We're spending $350 million on a refurb there in the rooms and public areas. So it'll be a vastly improved experience. And then we're also doing the one sector of the vacation club at $210 million, which will obviously help us sell that out into the future.
Anthony, baie dankie vir jou tyd. Dit was Anthony Lemming, die uitvoerende hoof van Sun International. Skalk, dis 'n maatskappy wat herstel het na COVID-19, eintlik ongelooflike suksesstorie. Het nog 'n regte uitgifte gedoen en ek dink het al meer van die geld in dividende teruggegee aan beleggers sedertdien, maar baie goed bestuurde maatskappy wat regtig ek dink beter vaar as wat mense baie keer sou dink.
Ja, nee, dit was ongelooflik. Jy praat nou van moeilike tye, weet jy, die maatskappy het letterlik in COVID tye het hy by R8 gaan draai. Intussen was onder, so R7 vlakke gaan draai. Vandag staan hy na vandag se sluiting met oor die R40 en ja, jy het dit genoem. Regtig baie goed herstel, baie goed bestuur en weet ek kan net sê, weet 'n maatskappy konstant weet die konsensus verwagtinge klop, dan gaan jy beloon word met hierdie tipe van opbrengste. So nee, ek dink baie goeie resultate en sien uit om te sien wat vorentoe gebeur.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoe elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoe, besoek moneyweb.co.za. Of laai die toepassing af en volg MoneyWeb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.